Let's continue. Let's see. And lest you imagine that Popper's passion is misplaced, that it little matters Hegel's motives to we the people or to power today. Recall, the vampire spans the generations. He still exists, is still called to service by sheepdogs across the political spectrum. One recent iteration that we'll consider when we discuss the Ellen Mikeson's Wood article, which I'm little by little intending to post. I have some of it started on this same page. In her article where she and we will be discussing the book Empire by Michael Hard and Antonio Negri, a recent iteration of the power strategy of employing the wizardry of philosophy to intercept and deflect and succor our resistance. It's a pregnant prayer and relevant, full of import for us, is one of Du Bois' closing observations in his autobiography. Let the dreams of the dead rebuke the blind who think that what is will be forever, and teach them that what was worth living for must live again, and that which merited death must stay dead. Those in power, and that's unquote from Du Bois, those in power will ever resurrect that which merits death to prop up its system of death worship. And we will ever strive for freedom. And the lesson we're learning today is that the walls we're reared to stay within fall when we lean in toward each other instead of engaging in comparison and competition over their contours and asking the so-called rulers for more say over how they are constructed.